So you are there with the Marines. What exactly do you do?
I'm a religious program specialist, a.k.a. the chaplain's bodyguard, since she or he is not a non-combatant.
Right.
A member of the armed forces. I'm the one who actually protects the chaplain.
Got you, because when you say he's a non-combatant, that means he has no weapon.
Exactly. So I'm the one who carries the weapon and all do all the force protection stuff.
Right. So you, when you joined the Navy, was that kind of what you were thinking that you were going to do, like become, maybe military police or that kind of thing? Or how did this job find you?
No, well, I wanted to be with the Marines. So when I was talking to my recruiter, they were like, okay, it's either corpsman or the religious program specialist. So I didn't know by the time. So what I did, I was living in San Diego already. So
uh-huh.
I talked to the RPs, that's what we called them, and stationed in Miramar. So they were loving life. They're like, yeah, man, this is the job that you want to get. It's good. You get to work with the Marines, do everything they do. And if you don't like it or you decide that it's not going to be for you, you can always go to a Navy command. So that's what I did.
That's what you did. That's what you did. And what is your day-to-day life like? I mean, you're protecting the chaplain, so you're probably with him often.
Well, actually, I got a female chaplain this time. It's my second time I'm here, and yes. So, yeah, what I do, I do some admin as well. So I take care of the chaplain's office, make sure that everything, fitness reports, supplies, that everything is on place. We're always on duty, of course, because we gotta make sure that everybody's doing all right out here,
Right.
So one of my big things about it is like I don't like to stay in my office. I like to go outside. If I have to PT with the Marines and get to know where they're from, what they do, likes and dislikes, that's what I do too. So I make sure that everybody knows who I am.
I think you kind of have the best of both worlds, Armando. I mean, you're in the Navy, but you're also in the Marines. I mean, it's like you have a foot in each branch, kind of.
Yeah, that's one of the big things about this job too that I really enjoyed, like getting the best of both worlds, exactly.
Mm-hmm. And it really is an honor. I mean, you. Many people don't realize how important it is to have someone to talk to until you absolutely need someone to talk to. And when you have a chaplain on base, close by, somebody you can reach out to when you have some things that you need to talk about, extraordinarily important. So that role, that section of that group it's more than just morale. I mean, in a place where peace is hard to come by, there is a little haven of peace there.
Yes, yes. Most of the times, I mean, since the chaplain, she's a commissioned officer, a lot of people are like, they're scared of their rank. They don't know how to approach them, or they don't want to break the ice. So I understand that because, I mean, everybody's squared away. Everybody's trying to follow the chain of command at all times.
Right.
But sometimes I'm the first person that they talk to, so I like that because that means that I'm doing my job.
That's right. They come to you. You're the door. You're the icebreaker.
Exactly.
And I think that's interesting that, if somebody needs that kind of fellowship or they need to communicate with a chaplain, then there's the rank and file thing that can prevent them from feeling like that door is open to them. And it is. What you're saying is that door is open all the time.
Yes, yes, 24/7, no matter what.
Now, when you get some time to yourself, when you're just chilling, and what is it that you find there fun and interesting? Now, it could be a hobby. It could be someplace that you like to go. It could be something interesting about your location. What is it that you go, I got to go do that again?
Yes, well, I have a motorcycle. I live in a beautiful place in Southern California, like 10 minutes away from the water, so I'm always swimming or running or doing outdoors. I've been playing racquetball since I was in middle school, so I played racquetball with a couple friends down in San Diego. Yeah, pretty much trying to stay out of trouble, doing the right thing all the time.
That's right.
Keep myself busy, you know.
Because not only is your commanding officer
exactly.
You know, the rank, there's that whole chaplain thing that can kind of keep you on the straight and narrow. I notice here on your file, because we get a little note about each of you when I get you on, that you and my husband would get along great, not only because his son is in the Navy, but you are a UFC fan.
Okay.
And this is a huge thing in my husband's life. He could watch that stuff so much, and to the point where at first I would walk in and go, oh, I can't watch this. It's just, you know, it makes my stomach hurt. And then I would find myself getting into it. And
really?
I would sit there and watch bouts as well. Yeah, I love it. I actually had the opportunity to talk with a few of the guys in the UFC, including Chuck Liddell, who is probably one of the coolest guys ever. He's one of my favorites. He's like the old guy now. But
he's from California too.
Yes, he is. So who's your favorite? Who's your favorite?
My favorite right now, I'm gonna say it's I got a lot of it. I got one for every single division. I'll probably go for the heavyweights. I like Cain Velasquez.
Yeah.
He's a great guy. He grew up in the same area that I did. I like the Spider Silva. I think he's the best fighter.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
I don't like GSP, though. I don't like that guy. But I think he's pretty good, though. I respect him.
And honestly, tell me, though, how do you feel about Tito? Really, what do you think about Tito?
Tito, he's good. He's Mexican-American, just like me. He's good. He got his great moments. But I was talking to another Marine the other day about him, like seriously, why was he like a big icon in the UFC? Like, I don't remember this guy beating like an important fighter. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's been around.
No, and Liddell beat his rear end every single time they saw each other.
Yes.
You know?
The only good thing that he probably did is he beat, back in the 90s, he beat, what was his name? The Brazilian guy that...
Right. What is his name?
Forgot.
I have to look that up while we're talking. Right, so you're saying that you think Tito is more of a great PR person for the UFC than anything?
Yeah, I mean he's good, but definitely not one of the best of all time.
Yeah, I hear you. I agree. I'm not a big fan of Tito. I think he's got a really big mouth.
That's right.
I'm trying to find the guy that he beat. I'll keep looking. So, while you're there at Camp Leatherneck, what do you find yourself doing when you have some free time?
Well, I'm always in touch with my family and friends, you know, because they most of the time they don't understand how we're doing out here, what we do. So they see the news and all the stuff going on, and they think that's you right away. But that's why I try to call them and let them know that I'm doing all right. I mean, it's not that bad out here. I like to keep myself busy, like do everything, like exercise, you know, get 8 hours of sleep. Yeah, pretty much.
Get some sleep.
get some sleep, you know.
When will you find your way back to stateside? When will you either find yourself back in San Diego or hanging out with your mom? Your mom lives in Mexico, right?
Yes.
We tried to call her, but we couldn't reach her because she was in Mexico. For whatever reason, we couldn't get her on. But
yeah.
I would love to have been able to speak to your mother. But when you get home, when is that going to be? When are you going to come home?
I don't know. I might take 2 weeks off during summertime, probably June, July. We're still working on it. But, yeah, that's one of the things that we need to figure it out here.
Yeah, and then what is your long-term goal? Where do you see yourself in 5-10 years?
Oh no, I'm probably. I don't know if I'm going to be deployed, but I'm going to stay in. I want to get promoted. I want to make a career out of this.
Yeah.
You know, in a better, different position, probably having a house. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I don't know if I'm going to be married to kids, but hey.
You might be. What's your mom want? You to be married with kids?
I don't know about that. I'm divorced. I've been there and done that, so I don't know about that. Hey. Step by step.
Yeah, one thing at a time. If love finds you, then it finds you. If it doesn't, get some dogs, right?
Exactly.
Yes, exactly. So just FYI, Tito Ortiz is gonna fight Forrest Griffin in July.
You know what? I met Forrest Griffin in Middlemar back in 2007. I got a picture with him.
He's
a great
awesome.
Guy. He's from Ohio. He's a great guy, a gentleman, humble, respectful. He's a great guy. I like Forrest Griffin.
And he's funny.
He's funny, yeah.
He's really, cool. really he's like, funny. And, you know, he looks like Jim Carrey. So,
yeah.
If you could say anything, because let me back up. My show is heard all across the U.S. We're heard all over the place. So millions of people are going to be listening. And I can guarantee you, and I could say this with absolute assuredness, that every one of my listeners is supportive of our servicemen and women, is supportive of you. What you're doing,
right.
They keep you in their thoughts and prayers. They stand behind you. Every Wednesday when we feature a serviceman or woman like yourself on the show, it gets so much response. So many prayers get sent out and responses on our Facebook page, all of that. If you could say anything to them, what would you say?
Well, I will let them know how I really appreciate what they do for us. We stay together here as a team. We take care of each other. We look out for everybody out here. Nobody forces us to do what we're doing out here. We all knew about this. And I'm going to say that everybody's excited to be here. And we take day by day, step by step, and we do everything with a smile on our faces. Pretty much.
It makes me really happy to hear you say that because you have to make so many sacrifices anyway. The first sacrifice is to sign up and to know that when you do sign those papers and you commit yourself to a branch of the service, that you are voluntarily giving up some of your rights and freedoms right off the bat. And the reason why you're doing that is so that the collective, so that everyone else, can keep those rights and freedoms. So you literally sacrifice your own freedom, at least some of it, so the rest of us can enjoy and do whatever we want, including run our mouths or say whatever or believe whatever. And that is, you know, that is such a gift to know that there are people like you. That's why I support our troops so much, because it's just more than you defending. It is you sacrificing your freedoms, the time with your family. You put your life on the line. You are away from home for months and years on end, and you do it all with such grace, and I love that. I really do. It's just such an honor.
Thank you.
Your mom must be so proud. She probably freaked when you told her you were going to join the service, but your mom must be really proud.
Yeah, she's really proud. I mean, she doesn't really understand what, like the different branch of services.
Right.
So every time that I talk to her, she's like, oh, yeah, I saw, remember John or Peter or whatever. And, oh, yeah, yeah. So they asked me, hey, what is Armando doing right now? And she's like, oh, he's in the Army. He's a soldier. I'm like, okay.
Thanks, Mom.
So the last thing I heard is, like, I'm in the Navy attached to the Marines, so I don't see the Army in this. But she doesn't understand. She's
That's all right. That's all right. At least she didn't go, how's your little job going? You know, at least she didn't say that. I had a Marine on last week, and he said his biggest pet peeve was being called a soldier.
Really?
Yeah. You don't want to be clunked. I mean, you guys are definitely work together, but you like to be compartmentalized into your particular branches.
Exactly. Yes.
I understand that. But you're the line between the two is kind of smeared. I mean, you are both, really.
Yes.
Yeah.
I really like what I do. So.
Well, that's fantastic. That's really fantastic. So when you're out of there and this is the training you have, what would you like to do? I mean, if you're going to stay in the Navy or
mm-hmm.
You know, you can at some point if you wanted to do a lateral move into the Marines. I'm sure that option might be given to you. Where do you want to take your career, your military career? Where do you see it?
I want to be a different side of the Navy. I mean, I don't mind staying with the Marines for another 3-4 years. Because it will be easy, really easy for me, because I've been doing this for the last 4 years. But I definitely want to do, I don't know, go and see the world, go station Italy, Spain, or, you know, get out of the States for a while.
Yeah.
And, I mean, do something different. If I can do it for some reason, like I said, I don't mind. I don't mind staying with the Marines.
Yeah.
Go on a different side of the Marines, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, there are a lot of options open to you.
Oh yeah. Or I've been talking to my mentors and my chain. They said that it might be good for me in my career, like be an instructor or the basic training that we get before we get stationed with the Marines.
Like a drill instructor.
Yeah, I can do that on the Marine side. I can do it on the Navy side as an RDC.
Yeah.
That's pretty good for your career too, because. Not only you sacrifice your time to deploy and do your job, but you can also make sailors and make the process take them as a civilian and make them a United States sailor. So that's good. That's a good thing too. That's good stuff.
It's amazing what happens to a person in that 8-week period of time.
Yes, ma'am.
From the beginning to when you guys did you graduate at Great Lakes?
Yes,
no,
I
you graduated.
Did.
Did you Great Lakes? That's where my son graduated from, too.
Yeah, exactly.
It was it was so weird. You know, we sent him off, right? And and then we went to his graduation 8 weeks later. The entire family flew to Chicago. And which, you know, is bedlam on the plane because he's got siblings. And at the time, his littlest sister was probably, you know, 2. Just seeing that whole graduation ceremony and then talking to him afterwards and then what a different he was the same but he was different.
Yeah,
you know?
They call you ma'am, they call you sir.
Yeah.
They call you they got a different language now.
Yeah.
Did you guys get a picture of the Navy Pier? You gotta do that with those anchors all the way in the back?
I think so. We got so many pictures. I mean they're all over our walls. You know how military parents are. They're everywhere. So they're up and down the hall and up and down the staircase. So we've got so many pictures of that event and subsequent events. I mean, he's married now. He got married. And he's got a baby on the way. So he's not far from you, but he's actually stationed at a base. And, I mean, relatively speaking, he's not far from you. But he's stationed at a base. He's actually with his wife is actually able to go with him. And, you know, it's so weird. He's got a baby on the way. He's my stepson. You know, it's weird. I think now how much he's grown and changed and he's going to make me a grandmother. It's just so bizarre how time can fly too. And you know, too, having been over there, you know, how quickly some days are slow, but most of the time flies, doesn't it?
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I will let you get back to either your sleep or I don't know what your day consists of. I would assume that you would probably like to go to bed at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Almost.
It's almost your bedtime.
Yeah.
And
yes,
I just want to say on behalf of all of us here, thank you. God bless you for what you do. You are always in our thoughts and prayers. And it means a lot that you would volunteer to call up and just kind of give us a perspective of yourself and what you do and what your dreams and goals are. Because talking to you does a couple of things. One, it reassures people. Two, it can inspire other young people to go, that's what I want to do. And it makes people proud. So it's a good thing.
Yes. Hey, no. Hey, anytime. That's what we do. Like I said, it's my honor. To do what we do. We do it with a smile out here, and it's one team, one fight, the Navy Marine Corps team. So everybody's doing great things out here. Thank you for the opportunity.
God bless you. Good night. Get some good sleep, and be safe.
All right. Well, thank you very much. You have a good day, too.
Bye-bye, hon.
All right. Take care.